retirement today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into retirement today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes, owner and financial advisor from Beacon Wealth Advisory, and we're here to help get you to and through retirement with financial peace. If you'd like to listen to this podcast again or any of our past ones, you can find and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. We also have a YouTube channel, so you can type in Beacon Wealth Advisory to find us. And if you subscribe, you'll get notified every time we have a new video out. Before we get started, I want to bring on my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. I know many of you know her if you've listened to our past shows. And we're going to be talking about leveling up your finances in our show today. So Jacqueline, always great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Jenna. It's such a pleasure. And how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really great. Just been really busy with softball and just signed my girls up for dance classes. So, you know, just busy with all the fun activities. And then this weekend, we're going to go to a pumpkin patch. So I'm excited about that and get some good family pictures in.
Yes, I love that. I am too very, very excited about fall. So we're going to the apple orchard this weekend. And it's like a fall tradition, right? You pick apples, you get pumpkins.
Yes.
You enjoy this beautiful weather. And it's definitely my favorite season. So no complaints there.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad you're going to be able to enjoy it too. And you have to have a pumpkin spice latte in there, right?
Absolutely. And if you've never tried pumpkin chai, like a chai tea latte with pumpkin. So good. You must try.
Thank you for that tip. I will. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, Jenna, but I'm really excited to talk about this topic today. I mean, leveling up your finances. I think leveling up is, you know, to better yourself. Right. And when we're talking about leveling up our finances, who wouldn't want to better their finances?
Exactly. Exactly. And really leveling up can mean different things to different people, right? It could mean hitting a magical number for retirement. It could mean hitting six figures, buying a home, getting out of debt, or investing in real estate or the market. When you think of leveling up, Jacqueline, what comes to mind for you when you just think of that terminology?
Yeah, I think of just bettering yourself. You know, I also kind of picture this stair ladder, you know, the steps right in front of me. And I picture like going up the next step, right?
Yeah, I love that. And that's a good way to look at it, because sometimes if you look at the whole picture, it can be overwhelming. But even if you just take a step, it's leveling up, right? And absolutely. I know one of the things that you and I have talked about is, especially this year, I'm really just trying to be intentional about being the best version of myself. And I know you are too. And so, you know, you can level up spiritually, you can level up in your health, you can level up in, you know, your career, just so many different areas. But what, like you said, why wouldn't you want to level up financially, right? Yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about. That's what leveling up means, is obviously taking that next step, like you said. And so I love goals and habits. And so I think the first step to getting where you want to go is to ask yourself, you know, where am I at financially right now? Mm-hmm. What would that next step or that next level look like? And why do I want it? And there's a really good quote that I like. It says, in life, the first thing you must do is decide what you really want. Weigh the costs and the results. Are the results worthy of the costs? Then make up your mind and completely go after your goal with all your might. And that's from Alfred Monopert. And so don't you think that's a great quote?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it explains, you know, kind of the pros and cons list that I always talk about. I mean, you have to, and we also talked about, I think last week, or 2 weeks ago, we talked about having a list in front of you, that pros and cons list. And, you know, once you can clearly see what you want, I think going forward is absolutely 100% do it, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of like not a half in, half out kind of person. It's like, I'm either all the way in or I'm all the way out. So it's like, if you really want something, you've got to be all the way in to get it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, like you said, just having those visuals is so motivating. This past weekend, I went out to Michael's with my daughter, Nellie, and we always like to shop and see what they have on different sales racks as far as arts and crafts, because my girls love arts and crafts. And so they had these little vision board craft kits that were in the clearance rack. And so I ended up buying those this past weekend. And it was so fun to sit down with my girls and actually do a vision board, even for them as kids. And of course, like Disney World was on all of their vision boards, which I thought was so funny. I'm like, whoa, hold on, no pressure, right? So, you know, obviously little Disney characters on there, but even for kids, I think it's good for all of us to just have a visual of what we want in life so that, like, in those days where it's really hard to, you know, work towards that, it just keeps you focused, right? On where you want to go.
Absolutely. I mean, goals, I think for me personally, I'm very goal oriented, right? And so I act for those goals and I try to accomplish the goals that I set for myself. And so, like you said, with a vision board, I mean, those are the goals that you're setting, and it can be financially, whether it's a car or, you know, all those things. Those are all goals that you set for yourself, and you're going to accomplish them, you know, and take steps towards it.
Yeah, that's great. And it is funny when you set a goal and you hit like one goal, it just gives you that momentum and that win to just like want to hit more goals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So on that note, don't you think it's important to have a good mindset with money though?
Yes.
Yeah. Your financial future does start, I believe, with your mindset. If you believe that it's really hard to get or save money, it probably will be. If you're grateful for what you have and believe that you're worthy of abundance, you'll not be as likely to subconsciously block yourself from growing in this area. And I think we're all guilty of this. Jacqueline, I'm sure you're on, actually, I know you're on social media like I am, but it's really hard sometimes not to compare your financial situation to other people's, don't you think? I mean,
yes,
as a human.
Yes, absolutely. Right? And you do it with family too. I mean, I think about family and my brother even. I mean, we've always been competitive financially.
That's funny. I know. Siblings usually are. So, but Theodore Roosevelt said it best. He said, comparison is the thief of joy. Isn't that good?
Yeah. I mean, that is so true. And those are some deep thoughts and definitely a change of mindset for many of our listeners. And it could be, especially for me. So do you have any more beliefs or affirmations that you think are good to keep in mind, Jenna?
Yeah, I sure do. And I think one of the things, Jacqueline, you know, you always hear, you know, money is evil or money's bad, you know, and it causes all these problems. But it really, in my opinion, is the love of money that can bring evilness on. Money itself, I don't believe is bad. You know, God created it for a reason, right? And so it can be a very powerful tool that you can utilize to make a difference in people's lives. And so I often think of that. And sometimes I'll even say a prayer, you know, Lord, use me to be a blessing to someone financially that may need it. And so some of the affirmations that I say are, you know, money is a powerful tool that I can utilize to make a huge difference in people's lives. I embrace new avenues of income and financial growth. Earning more doesn't mean sacrificing everything else. Money comes to me in expected and unexpected ways. I welcome unlimited sources of income and wealth into my life. Every dollar saved puts me closer to financial freedom. I release all fear related to debt. God will always provide. I am disciplined and wise with my money. And so those are some of the things, you know, how you can get up in the morning and say, like, those self-affirmations to build confidence. I think these are really great affirmations to say to build more confidence if this is an area of your life that you just struggle staying positive in, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Jenna, I really like that. And personally, they're great reminders, you know, and I can say for myself, I'm very money driven, but you're right. It's going to take the joy out of everything that I do, and putting that faith and that trust in God too, is definitely something that I think we can all work on. And
yeah.
And this is a great 7-day challenge. And I will take you up on this challenge that you're kind of talking about. And what is the book that you read that you think is great for people that really want to take this challenge to the next level?
Yeah. Well, they say you should read like 50 books a year or something, right? If you want to be like ultra wise, right? And there are people that do that. I wouldn't say I read 50. But I remember when I really realized that I wanted to be my own business owner.
Yeah.
And had that entrepreneurial gift. I wanted to just learn more about other people, how they thought when they were successful, and other business owners. And so there was a book recommended to me called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And in my opinion, it's the best book for anyone out there that is trying to grow in this area, or even just wanting to start a business and not knowing the mindset to have. And so this author studied some of the most successful people and documented some of their best practices. He had kind of an obsession, almost like Tony Robbins, about like how these people thought and what they did to really get to where they were. And it really emphasized the power of thought, desire, faith, and persistence. And like I said, it's especially good for people that are in the midst of starting a business or wanting to start a business, but really for anyone that's trying to just grow and get the right mindset to grow and level up in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really want to look into that book. But on the flip side, the book that I think of or I really like is Dave Ramsey's book. And I think that that's very applicable also. And I think there's a lot of common themes in that, like you just talked about. I mean, desire, faith, persistence. And so he's definitely one that comes to mind for me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that brings me to my next section, which really you have to create some kind of blueprint or plan to get there. And, you know, Jacqueline, I'm sure people have asked you this, but, you know, I always get the question, you know, Jenna, where do I just start to get the basics? Like, if I just want to know the basics of how do I have a good financial foundation and build a financial plan, maybe I'm fresh out of college or just trying to level up in this area for the first time in my life, like, where could I begin? And for me, the way that I began was, you know, just to be transparent, when I was in college, I didn't come, you know, from a family where I had a silver spoon in my mouth or anything like that. And so when I got to college, it was like I had all these credit card ads coming at me going,
yes,
hey, would you like some free money? And I'm thinking, yes, I would. I'd like to go out and go shopping and buy some really nice clothes so I can be the cool girl at the party. Right. And so, you know, I learned a lot from making some mistakes. And in college, I got myself into some pretty good credit card debt.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't know, you know, just how bad it could get. And so I said, well, I've got to do something about this. And so the church I was going to actually was offering the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace class that you mentioned. And it was just a game changer. I just absolutely loved it. You know, he's got those six baby steps, right? And, you know, one of them is building an emergency fund, right? Just get $1,000 in the bank so you're not putting stuff on credit cards. The other thing is the debt snowball, you know, pay off the credit card that has the lowest balance so you can get some momentum going and then tackle the other ones. So I can't say enough about it. Jacqueline, how did you hear about it? Did you just hear about it from a friend or?
I'm going to be honest. I heard about it on social media and I know you briefly mentioned that.
Yeah.
And he has a great presence on social media. And so I was like, well, I love the call-ins that he does, but I wanted to get the book. And so I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought the book and I started reading it. And, you know, like you said, Jenna, nobody teaches you in high school or college about these finances and these decisions. And so having this blueprint like you're about to talk about, I think is so helpful. So where do we start with this?
Yeah, well, and on that note, obviously there's financial peace classes at different community centers. If you go online or, you know, churches that you can attend. So I would encourage people that are listening to try to get into an actual class. However, you can even go online to Dave Ramsey's website and buy the Financial Peace course. You know, I think there's like 7 or 8 videos that you can even just watch online. But I do think it's nice to go into an actual class because then you can have people actually hold you accountable. Because don't you think, Jacqueline, it's really easy to set goals. It's not as easy to actually accomplish those goals, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. You think that this idea comes to mind and it's a lot harder to follow through with this idea.
Yeah. I mean, we all set like those New Year's resolution goals. And by like January 15th, we're like, whoa, I don't know if I can actually do this. Right.
Yeah. It goes just out the window.
Right. Right. And so we have great intentions, but it's like you kind of need somebody to hold you accountable sometimes and really get you going. Mm-hmm. And encourage you. So as far as the framework, I mean, I would really follow Dave Ramsey's 6 baby steps first and take his class. And really what he's going to tell you is, you know, obviously eliminate, cut unnecessary expenses and debt. And you really want to start there before you get really heavily into investing. You've got to cut expenses and debt. Educate yourself, you know, go to the seminars, go to the webinars, go to the classes. Listen to podcasts like this one, take free courses, learn about money, read books, you know, earn, find ways to increase your income. You know, people are getting into these side hustles, ask for a raise, monetize your skills. The fourth one would be invest, you know, put your money to work, stocks, real estate, business, start small, but smart. I mean, anything you can do to like automate your savings, I think, is really an easier way to invest if you don't even just have to think about it and you just get something coming out of your savings account, maybe into a brokerage account every month without even thinking about it. And elevate, you know, surround yourself with people and habits that support your growth. Mm-hmm. You know, if you hang out with other business owners or you hang out with other people that think big, that are good with their money, chances are you are going to be in that same scenario. If you hang out with people that are envious of you or don't align with your values or just don't have a abundant mindset, it's really going to weigh you down and it's going to be really hard to succeed in this area of your life.
Yeah.
If your current tribe or circle gossips more than they talk about growth, it's time to maybe expand the friendships a little bit. Don't you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah. And that's actually a great point, Jenna. I mean, I think whoever you hang around, you know, whether it's just friends, you know, you turn and you conform to them, you know, and that's how it is in a relationship with friendship,
right?
All of it. And so you're absolutely right. And I think that's one thing that everyone can work on, whether it's financially or, you know, socially, whatever, drama, whatever it is, revolve yourself around people that you want to become. And I love that, Jenna. And what next? I mean, what tools do we use or habits?
Yeah.
Or systems?
Yes, absolutely. And on that note, though, what you were just saying is someone said to me, and I don't know who it was, but they said, I can tell you exactly where you'll be in 5 years by the 5 people that you spend the most time with. And so I think it is so important who you hang out with as far as your growth in this area.
So I need to find 5 friends because I don't have that.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're friends. What are you talking about? You know, you can count me.
Find five people, right?
Hey, if you have one good friend, that is a blessing in itself, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. But no, you can count me as a friend, Jacqueline. We're okay. Friends. I'll help elevate you in this area and you'll help elevate me too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. So on these tools and habits and systems, you know, it's just like in a business, if you can automate and just have processes and systems, it can just be a game changer and you're just more productive in this area of life, right? So Jacqueline, I don't know, have you ever used any of those budgeting apps that are out there?
I have not, but I have used Excel. So Excel spreadsheets is kind of my forte. So I like to lay everything out in there. But I know that the budgeting apps work for a lot of people, including people my age and in my circle. They love those apps.
Yes, yes. Some of the ones that I have heard the best success about are YNAB, You Need a Budget. That's one app that I've heard a lot of good things about. Mint, M-I-N-T, or Monarch. So those are three apps. Again, YNAB, Mint, or Monarch. So those would be some apps that you could get on your phone to even track your spending. I do think it's important to know what's coming in and what's going out.
Yes.
We've talked about that. Budgeting is not, you know, my favorite thing. I don't know, Jacqueline, when you took Dave Ramsey's class, did they ever talk about how there's always like the free spirit if you're married and then there's the saver? Do you remember that? Like
no.
When he talked about like often when people are married, one person will be like the really disciplined saver and the other person will be more of like the free spirit, right?
Okay.
So,
well, I can completely relate to that in my relationship. I'm not married, but I do have a boyfriend, and man, am I the saver, and he is the free spirit.
Oh, see, but I swear it just ends up that way where like one person, you know, but you balance each other, which is great. So I think, you know, instead of judging each other and being like, why aren't you saving more? It is important to know, like, there's some people that are just more free spirited in this area. Yeah. And then there's some people that are like very disciplined and really good at saving. So I think if you can communicate with each other and somehow come to like a happy medium, I think that really helps. But I did like that in his class because, you know, I am a little bit more of the free spirit, even though I'm great with investments. Like, you know, I am a little more free spirited with spending than my husband. And so we've had to learn how to really communicate and kind of negotiate with each other and meet in the middle sometimes on things, right? Because budgeting is budgeting, right? So, well,
yeah, I mean, and even when you say this too, you're that's like the number one cause of divorce, right?
Yeah.
And the cause of arguments in a relationship is disagreeing about finances. So that's step one, too, is to also agree with your significant other and your spouse, because, you know, this is going to be a track and a travel. You know, you're going to travel the path together, basically.
Yeah, you really are. And I think, you know, when you just think about relationships in general, I think like the biggest thing that can break trust or that can hinder any kind of relationship is lack of communication. And so even if you can just have a time set, like Saturday morning is always our time. Like I look at the budget, I look at, you know, our finances. And if there's something I need to talk to my husband about, it's usually going to happen on Saturday morning, like before the kids get up.
Yeah.
And so I think if you can just kind of earmark a time every week where you're like, okay, if I need to communicate something to my partner or my spouse, like, let me do that on Saturday morning so I don't forget. But I just think communication is the biggest thing as well, like you said, as in money, because if you don't communicate and understand, like, I'm the free spirit in the relationship, you're the saver. So how do we, you know, work as a team to come together on that. But budgeting apps can be very helpful. And obviously, it's nice to have it on your phone, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is automatic transfers. Like I said, anytime you can automate savings or investments, especially if you can buy stocks at different prices every month, that whole dollar cost averaging is really smart. And like I just said, have money dates, like check in with your partner. I talked about how on Saturday mornings, like if we need to talk about paying bills or finances or checking credit card purchases, I just always Saturday morning use that as my time to like make sure I'm staying on top of my personal finances. Mm-hmm. And then even passive income trackers, you know, use those Excel spreadsheets or tools to track side hustle income. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you need those tools and those systems to just make sure you're tracking everything. You know, Jacqueline, when you think about like when you're wanting to get better at your health, right? Mm-hmm. People always have those watches, right? Where they're tracking their steps or they're tracking mm-hmm. their calories.
Or a notebook that you're tracking what you're eating and trying yes. to figure out what the problem is, you yeah, know?
Exactly. So anytime you want to level up or grow in an area, I think you need to track it, you know, mm-hmm. and that's where having these tools like a budget app or, you know, a passive income tracker or the money dates, like just something that tracks your success. And then you can celebrate when you've hit certain goals. If you're not tracking it, how do you even know if you're leveling up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, Jenna, I mean, if you just start small and make a habit out of it, that's what's going to get you, you know, in a wide range. And so I just come up with like reading, you know, and as even as a kid, right, they start with those reading logs. I don't know if your kids have those yet.
Yes.
I mean, reading 10 pages a day or checking your bank account once a week or watching financial content on TikTok or you know, social media. I mean, right. it does add up. And thanks for sharing that, Jenna, because that's the foundation. So what now?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to really understand that you're going to have some setbacks, right? And overcoming setbacks is just a part of leveling up, right? Mm-hmm. Setbacks are really part of the journey, and we can plan all day long. But like you and I have talked about, does life always go as planned, Jacqueline?
No, we wish.
Yes, yes. We say, okay, I've got a plan and God laughs, right?
Yes, yes.
But there's unexpected bills. There's job loss. There's maybe tax bills, losing a spouse, feeling behind. Leveling up isn't about avoiding failure, but it is about how fast you can recover. Mm-hmm. And none of us are perfect. I mean, I've shared my struggles in college with debt. And just I had to really work hard to get out of it. But I think Dave Ramsey talks about, you know, something about if you can sacrifice and live like no one else today, mm-hmm. tomorrow you can live like no one else and also give like no one else, right? So it's kind of like you have to have that sacrifice to really get out of debt, to use every dollar to try to get out of it, right?
Yeah.
And so again, I can't say enough about his six baby courses steps. One of them is the emergency fund, getting to the $1,000. The other thing is just don't quit, you know, pivot. Mm-hmm. My husband and I, we always talk about we would never want to work for the same company. I've tried to hire him and he'll only work for me part time. Can you believe that? No.
Well, I mean, you guys are at home.
I know.
Time together,
I know.
So.
No, it's totally fine. Trust me. It's probably better that way. But, you know, it's good to have multiple streams of income, not all from the one place. Like I can think of a friend of mine where she worked at a company with her husband and they had this massive layoff and they both lost their jobs because they were both working for the same company. So you need to have different income streams from multiple sources, right? Yeah. And try to have multiple, you know, maybe get some real estate going, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, we don't even do everything in the stock market. We try to diversify into other areas as well, because again, you never want to have like one source where your income comes from. Mm-hmm. I think reflecting, and, you know, using every setback as feedback, you know, you can always learn something from every mistake. Mm-hmm. And after you have your emergency fund built, try to automatically save at least 15% of your income into retirement accounts like 401ks, Roth IRAs, or brokerage accounts. And obviously that's where, you know, when you're surrounding yourself with a good financial team, a great financial advisor, they can determine based on your risk tolerance and your goals, you know, what would be the best investments to invest in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, I kind of think of the Nemo from Nemo, you know, the Disney movie.
Yes.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, you know, and
yeah,
you just got to keep going because, you know, Nemo had a lot of setbacks. So, but you just love keep that. Going.
Yes. Yes. I love that. What a great movie too, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Well, so, what next?
Well, you know, we talked about just leveling up financially today. I mean, you don't need a lottery ticket. You do need intention, action, and consistency. And like you said, start small, like take that one next step to level up, think big and stay consistent. Mm-hmm. And I think this is important. I know, like, you know, we've all watched the Disney movies like Cinderella, but there's no prince coming to save you. You know, mm-hmm. you have to really be the one to decide that you want to start saving and grow in this area of your life, but building a really great tribe of friends, like we talked about, is important, but also build a great financial team. You know, have a great financial advisor, have a great CPA, a great attorney, a great real estate agent. You know, find who's the best, who's the best of the best. Well, the only way you know is to ask other people that you know that are successful, like who did you use for your financial advisor, you know, and find out who is the best, because you want to have the best team around you to be strategic with your planning and also encourage you along the way and give you that wisdom, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jenna. And that's great advice. But for our listeners and viewers, how can they get a hold of you to schedule a complimentary consultation if they want to grow financially with you?
Yeah, well, we would be happy to chat with them about their investments and their goals. The complimentary consultation, you could give us a call at 1-800-994-8993. Or go to our website, which is beaconwealthadvisory.com, to schedule that consultation. And we love helping people level up financially. So we would be honored.
Yes. Well, thank you, Jenna. I know this show was a lot of fun for me. We kind of made some jokes along the way and giggled. Yep. And so great show. And thank you. And that does it for this week's episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes. Until next time. Keep growing, keep building, and keep leveling up.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.